tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Go Power! Girl power, girl love, girl not code. All good things positive today for the season 7, part 3 reunion for Real Housewives of New York City. I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, LYNDSEYWEGNER. And I'm joined tonight by Megan Stecker.
Hi, guys. It's Megan. You can follow me on Twitter and let's keep up all week together at Megan Stecker. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And Ashley, unfortunately, couldn't be with us tonight. She's at a taping. And Fern is back home. So it's just Megan and I tonight talking all things Real Housewives, closing out the season with a little positivity. So nice, right?
Didn't see that coming.
I didn't expect. I mean, you always kind of expect the first episode to be packed with stuff, the second episode to be kind of filler, and then the third one to have, like, one more big blowout. And they had a couple little issues. But everything got smoothed over, and we had a really happy ending.
It was like kumbaya around the campfire. And I'm like, what? Did not see this coming. It was a sweet moment when the whole widow, I like to call it like the widow click to awk happened, and the whole talk about going to London, and that was a nice, slow, sentimental moment in the show. But I did not see everything coming back around to the hug fest that went down.
I loved the hug fest. We'll obviously get into more of that later on. But we're going to start with the opening of the episode where we got to finally hear a little bit more from Sonia. Obviously, at the beginning of his season, the women were a little bit doubtful about what was going to happen with Sonia. And Sonia had this new fashion line and lifestyle brand that she wanted to bring into her life. And throughout the season, we saw it progressing and we actually saw it came to fruition at the fashion show that she had, and it was incredible. We obviously knew they were going to come back and question the ladies and find out their thoughts on everything. From the magazine cover to the fashion show, now it's got a website. The question the ladies have is, why is it not in stores? And that comes back to Heather talking about the buyers not being at the show. What are you thinking, Megan?
I loved that Andy brought that up because I think Andy was bringing up that in support of the viewers. It's kind of like, well, the viewers are also a member of the Housewives at this point. Like, well, we're all waiting on Sonia to materialize everything she's been talking about. So sure, we got to see the fashion show, but she kept talking about how it will be in stores, or that was brought up multiple times by her partners that she does the clothing line with. And I think all of the viewers are like, well, we want to go buy the clothes. Where are they? So I was glad Andy brought that up. I think it brought up a lot of Heather defending herself, that she has always supported Sonia, which I agree with. She went both ways. There was a lot of supporting Sonia, and there was a lot of when she felt a little stabbed in the back by Sonia for not receiving the support, that's when she had the comments to say. I don't think any of them were meant to be super vicious. I just think it was kind of like girl chatter behind someone's back.
Like the one dress does not a collection make comment?
Yes, yes, yes. But I have to say, it's kind of like, There are no clothes in the stores. They're kind of like a made-to-order online. So, you know, there's no clear winner here. Yes, there's a line. No, you can't get it in stores, which was the big point of contention here, I guess.
And I guess the other question is, are her consultants being paid? And she said they are.
that was weird. And Bethany kept getting involved and hollering, and I kind of got lost on that whole thing.
Well, do you really think Madonna showed up to miss Sonia?
I don't, because Bethany, the truth seeker of all time, was like, that didn't happen. So I'm going to go with Madonna never showed up. I think Sonia is, she claimed that Madonna's manager or someone from Madonna's camp was sitting second row. So I don't know if this is something that person cooked up to say to the press, and like they leaked this untruth to the press, and Sonia's trying to keep it going.
Well, maybe Madonna's friend or manager was there, but right. That's not Madonna.
Right. And this whole, like, Madonna showed up, but there was no security. Like, what does that have to do with it? She was being mobbed, so she left? Like, there wasn't a follow-through on the whole, there wasn't security.
And they were all saying she was actually at a different awards show, so she couldn't have been there.
Yes. Didn't Bethany say, like, she was over in London or somewhere?
It started with a B. I can't remember, but, if you guys know where Madonna was during Sonia's fashion show, tweet us using the hashtag ABTVRHNYC or ABTVRHONY. Find us on all things social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Talk to us. Let us know your comments and concerns. And let us know why you think Sonia really pushed saying that Madonna was at this event. When it was clear that she wasn't, because if Madonna would have been there, the cameras would have been on her. Mm-hmm. I guarantee there would have been enough security with her being there to get her on camera somehow. Because that's huge for the Housewives franchise and for Sonia.
Right. And even if she did not agree to appear on camera, I think all the other wives would have known she was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I don't think Madonna showed up. I think Sonia is trying to make it as if, oh, well, you know, she just, it was too much and she had to leave. And if Madonna showed up, I'm going to say she didn't come in because she didn't want to be on a reality show. But I'm going to go with she wasn't there. I think this was cooked up by Sonia, some of her people, leaked to the press to make it try to seem like a big deal and get them on Page Six or something the day after the fashion show. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe it worked. I don't know.
We also had a little comment about Luann's clothing line being more affordable.
I loved him bringing that up from a viewer, because it wasn't like he was bringing it up.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was important to say, and Luann said, this is my dress. Now, I preferred Sonia's dress over Luann's dress, but at the same time, I can't go buy Sonia's dress.
Correct.
I could buy something from Luann's line. It is affordable. So, I mean, for our price point, that's something that's more available to us in finding, you know, her clothes, where Sonia's, we can't find them anywhere anyway except online. And they were saying that they're all made to order. There is no inventory either.
Right, which seems to be not what her people were saying on camera all season either. But maybe that will change someday.
There's a lot of confusion coming from Sonia's camp. For sure.
For sure.
But I do like that Sonia did apologize to Kristen about her comments from her interview on the red carpet about the toaster oven and her wanting to see that. I thought that was great that Sonia did that, because Sonia and Kristen didn't have any issues. So for that to come to a head in that final episode, that was really unsettling and obviously upsetting for Kristen because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I like that Kristen said, you know, she sent me a very nice text apology. We're over it. We're through it. And it was nice that Sonia apologized again on camera. So that was nice.
It's good. And I'm wearing Kristen's I'm Pretty pink nail polish, pop of color nail polish right now, too.
Shout out, Kristen.
Shout out, Kristen. I seriously am in love with all of the nail polish colors, and I stole 3 of them. So I was the hoarder here when they came into the studio. All right. So We'll go back to Dorinda and Carol and the widow trip. And actually, I should say Doris and Carol, because I think that think the reason Dorinda has the nickname Doris is so incredibly adorable and cute and fun. And it's fitting. I think it's more fitting of her than Dorinda.
I do, too. I think she looks like a Doris to me, like a throwback.
In a good way, yeah. Yes, it's like so cute and like fun and fresh.
She reminds me of, like, an I Love Lucy character where just, like, she's got that old smoky voice, but she's, like, a proper housewife. So it's like you don't know if she's home chain smoking out the kitchen window all day. I don't know. She's, like, a very old soul throwback for me. So I like Doris as a name for her.
And what did you think about Andy asking the women about whether their husbands would have liked them being on the show, Richard and Anthony, right?
Yes. I think that's a very fair question, and I'm glad he asked it because I think I never thought about that myself. Mm-hmm. But you do wonder, you know, I think one of the things they talked about often was, what would your life be like had he not passed? So I think that's one of those big things, like, have I ever been offered this opportunity? Would I have ever said yes? If he were still with me, would my life still be going along the same kind of path that it is now? So I loved that question. I loved both of their answers. And Dorinda, especially when she was going on and on and on about, like, he supported anything I did. He got such a kick out of it. Cake making class, good for you. So I love that. What did you think? I never even thought about it. So
I loved it. We've never really discussed the husbands and what they thought of the wives being on the show.
Right.
We see it, and we see, obviously, Jonathan, Heather's husband, is very supportive. He usually stays fairly quiet when he's on camera. Josh will talk and be funny and stuff. And Mario would ham it up for mm-hmm. the cameras and stuff. But some of the husbands were a little bit more quiet and reserved. So it was nice to hear their opinions on what they would think of it. I just thought that was a really just different, fun question to ask.
Agreed.
Without being dramatic.
Agreed.
Sometimes Andy gets overly dramatic for me. Aww, I can't handle
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He picks so hard, I can't.
Oh.
I can't.
I really enjoy his style.
I don't want the drama. Well, I do. I want in the show. I just don't want it. Well, I guess I do.
I think he's just bringing up a fair question every time. He's bringing up what would the viewers say? If the viewers got to sit here and be like, come on, Sonia.
He pushes sometimes Teresa Giudice and the other housewives.
Well, I think they're very often not being honest when he asks a burning question that people have been dying to have answered the whole season. And they've invested 6 months in this show and are huge fans. And they just want the question answered. So when they're still in denial and not being honest, and he'll push, I very much enjoy that because it's not fair for them to cop out. I mean, they signed up to be an open book. Mm-hmm. So when they constantly are trying to lie and cover up, a little bit like Luann was trying to do the past mm-hmm. few years with the not copping to her behavior off camera, I think it's very fair the way that he interviews them at reunions.
And tries to just get a clear answer for once.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text from Lois. Hi, Lois. Thank you so much for tweeting us throughout the season. She always tweets us throughout the season.
Yes.
You're so wonderful. She said Madonna was actually rehearsing for the BAFTAs. BAFTAs.
Okay, so that would have been over in New York
City during the fashion show.
Oh, they were in New York. Okay.
Yeah. She said that. Thank you, Lois, for letting us know that. Appreciate that. So, obviously, Madonna couldn't have been there.
Well, there you have it. I believe the BAFTAs is what they said. So.
One of my favorite parts of the show happened next, and it was actually Ramona falling asleep.
Oh, my God. And then Andy's like, can I wait? I'll just wake you up when we're talking about you, when the next comment involves you. Can you? Well, the best was them cutting to her as she's falling asleep. And then everyone calling her out when she is asleep. Like, oh my God, Ramona fell asleep. Oh, my God.
I loved it.
It was hilarious. So good.
It's we know that that's a long day of filming. What are they? Mm-hmm. It's over 10 hours or something like that. So it's a long day of just constant filming. And granted, they have, like, little breaks and stuff. But mm-hmm. just a long and...
Well, Luann couldn't wait to volunteer the information that she had had 3 glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. And then she was doing the throw on back motion. And I'm like, oh, my God. I would have fallen asleep, too, if I had 3 glasses of wine over lunch or whatever.
And if they're talking about something that, I mean, when you think about it, if they're talking about something and you don't have an opinion on it or you're friends with the person, so you're really not going to add to the conversation, mm-hmm. I can totally see just kind of like dozing off. At first, I didn't know if it was a Vicky from Orange County moment where she's like, you know, like, she fake sleeps.
Yeah.
But this was a genuine, like, she just fell asleep.
She looked slightly embarrassed, and I thought it was so hilarious.
And then just tried to play it off.
I know, she just had the sweet giggles, like she was, like, waking up from a drunk nap, like, hee, hee, whatever.
So cute.
I got really teary-eyed during this whole talk about their late husbands. I was like, Carol started crying, mm-hmm. saying to Dorinda, like, I wish I had had that talk with Anthony about the future. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then Sonia's like, yeah, you mean like you wanted one more day with them? I'm like, oh, here we go. I lost it.
I felt really bad for her. But it was nice hearing, too, from Dorinda saying that Richard would have liked John mm-hmm. and would have been happy that he was with her. So I think everyone wishes they could have one more day with someone they lose.
Yeah.
And you think about all the things that you would do. And that's why you have to live in the moment and do everything now and say, I always say that it's hard to be really mad at somebody and stay mad at them when you love them, because God forbid something happens, then you can't say goodbye. I always say that to people getting on an airplane.
Yeah.
Call me always. Before you get on an airplane mm-hmm. and I just want to hear your voice, because God forbid something happens, then
right.
I would be devastated.
No, I'm the same.
So I think these women have a completely valid feeling for just even one more day,
yes.
one more moment
yeah.
to share.
I just thought it was like the sweetest, most genuine thing I've ever seen on a Housewives franchise ever. And I was like, very touched.
Today.
Well, I was very touched by the whole Widows thing all season. I don't know why mm-hmm. I like lost it on that one episode we did. So I don't know. It was a sweet way to put a bow on that whole storyline for me.
Absolutely. Because it took a turn for the crazy and dramatic when we started talking about Turks and Caicos. Per Woo. Usual, we saw the whole trip condensed. All the dramatic moments, all the highs and the lows, and
that was great.
Shut the F up to Sonia and Heather busting into Luann's room and just all the craziness that happened. And the first thing they started talking about was Sonia and how much she had actually pulled back from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to make a point to go, I'm not going to be the person that we were talking about, the drinking. And they asked Bethany about her comment about shut the F up.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia still seemed kind of okay with it, like they had obviously worked past it, and I think it was just an in-the-moment heated kind of discussion. But Bethany also said she never called Sonia an alcoholic. She'd heard that from Ramona, and mm-hmm. she was just trying to connect with her, which I completely believe. Do you believe that? She was just trying to connect at that point with her and try and figure out a way to find some common ground and get somewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was glad that they brought the whole Ramona aspect into it, and mm-hmm. it wasn't just about the Bethany and Sonia FU fight. I thought the Ramona aspect was really the larger issue with that entire ordeal of everyone having a conversation with Sonia about the drinking. But yeah, it was strange because Sonia called out Ramona on the couch right there, saying she likes to stir the pot, and she said this about me, and I saw it on camera, and it was awkward to me how there was really no fight other than Sonia just called out Ramona.
And Ramona apologized.
And Ramona just was like, okay, sorry. But, you know, Ramona the apologizer, of course she apologized.
But, I mean, and she did owe Sonia an apology for that, because she did kind of start these little fights in Turks and Caicos mm-hmm. and had the women approaching Sonia when she was the instigator of it all. I mean, we know Ramona as the instigator.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like they're doing the whole Megan Edmonds right now in Orange County. They're saying
mm-hmm.
she's telling somebody that somebody else is a pot stirrer. She's being the one to get it all out there.
Right.
But I like that Ramona apologized, even if she is the apologizer, and it's not. I mean, they're going to be friends anyway, so it doesn't essentially matter. But Ramona was finally owning it and saying she was mm-hmm. owning it. And they also talked about Ramona being the cock block at the bar.
The best part was she was like, I don't care. Yeah, I was. I had the best 2 hours ever.
She's about owning it, and maybe she had her nap, and then she felt like she was well-rested enough and was like, I'm just going to let everything else roll off, because she could have been really defensive or angry about some of these comments, and she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
She really, really took it in stride and spun it in a positive way, or tried to at least remain calm.
Right, and especially when it went into them being angry about the naked guy. So,
Let's talk about naked
guy. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it. So, Ramona says they went out for karaoke. They were out late. Sonia was actually out with them, not with the guy. She was trying to actually be good, which I thought was adorable. And they came back home, mm-hmm. and they were dancing, loud music, all that stuff. Luann had left to take a walk on the beach.
Okay.
With the married guy.
Yes, of course. Just walking on the beach.
And Ramona's man friend was tired. And mm-hmm. she didn't know how to handle the situation. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even realize there was an empty bedroom downstairs. But she knew Bethany left. So there was an open bedroom. And she said, do not go in the bathroom. You need to be gone before everyone wakes up. Mm-hmm. And lets this guy sleep there.
Mm-hmm. I don't even buy it that she didn't tell him to use the bathroom.
You don't buy any of the story?
I really don't. Like, oh, I forgot there was an empty bedroom downstairs where I'm sleeping. Oh, I'm so sure you did. You sent him upstairs so he wouldn't have to bother with him, and you could pretend that you didn't invite him over. I just didn't buy any of it. Bethany's going, oh, this is so interesting. Oh, you're finally explaining. Okay, great, thank you. Like, eating every word of it up, and I'm like, there's no way. It's like, oh, you can sleep in this one empty bedroom, but don't go in the bathroom, and da-da-da-da. Please. Be gone in the morning, or you're going to regret it. Give me a break.
I don't think that if they were drinking that long, that she'd remember all those conversations, those thoughts that exactly. she was telling this guy. I don't believe she did this on purpose. I think this was just like a... No, it's a young mistake, but it's because she's been married so long. This is new territory for her.
Right.
So not realizing, hey, this is actually kind of dangerous, which was mm-hmm. what Heather's frustration with the whole situation was. Safety and security.
Right.
And I loved Bethany yelling, Scarlett O'Hara over here.
I have to say, this episode kind of did change my perspective on the fight. I think the entire season I really saw where Heather was coming from. And when they really, really hashed it out to the nitty-gritty tonight, I was like, yeah, I'm really not entirely on Heather's side. I don't think it needed to get that dramatic. I understand being upset, but stomping around the house and her finally understanding Luann's point of it, of like, you burst into my room with cameras. You brought the cameras in. It's not like you privately came in to talk to me. You brought the cameras in and stampeded in there. I finally understood. I'm not completely on either of their sides. I just do finally understand where Luann was coming from, and I do think that Heather was a little overly dramatic.
I do, too. I think it is a privacy issue, and I do agree a little bit with Luann when they brought up the whole pirate guy from last season.
Yes, Johnny Depp guy.
And whatever happened with him last season. Mm-hmm. What's in the past is in the past, and she said she wouldn't do that again because she didn't want her kids to see that. I get that. Makes total sense. I think she's right in saying, you girls busted in my room because you were trying to catch me and put me in a bad situation and make me look bad. I do agree with that.
Really? See, I still don't think that's what happened. But
why else would you go bursting in there to ask about it?
Well,
wouldn't you just, I mean, knock or wait or be like, hey, can we talk? Like, I would have knocked, I would have banged on the door and been like, we need to talk. Seriously, get dressed and come out here and talk to us.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. As mad as I was at a situation like this, I would have literally banged on the door and been like, you come out and talk to me. Mm-hmm. I'd be angry and cranky pants, but I wouldn't go bursting into someone's room.
Good point. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe Luann's right.
I think Bethany agrees with that perspective because she was the one who explained it.
Yeah. I felt like she was really siding with that. She was like, of course you guys were bursting in there with a camera to catch her. It's like, oh, what? And
Kristen was saying that there's no girl code for Ramona for allowing a guy to do that. A guy to stay somewhere. That's not being having girl code.
Right. Apparently Ramona did not care and rolled her eyes harshly, and we went to commercial at that point. So I was like, I wish we would have seen some other response from Ramona other than just rolling her eyes.
And I kind of have to laugh that they said, well, Luann, you actually should thank the girls for that because your song is now a hit because of them. And she said she wanted to do it with Victoria because she wanted to show that it spans all generations and levels, and so I thought that was cute. But then it comes back to girl code for Luann and walking with a married guy on the beach.
Which Andy brought up.
Mm-hmm. And I like this, too, because I think this is important to bring up. You want to talk about girl code and girls being cool about this stuff going on. What you did to another girl...
Right.
...man...
Mm-hmm. Luann's claiming that he was in the process of divorcing, which they spoke about all night. Don't know if I buy that. I hope that that's true.
I guarantee, I'll bet you, the guy was saying that.
Well, why would you still be wearing your ring then? If you're out wanting to hang out with new people because you're getting a divorce, why are you going to leave the ring on, guy?
Was he wearing the ring, or didn't the producers just know that he was married?
I thought somebody hollered out during a lot of crosstalk that he was wearing a ring, Luann. Like, we all knew he was married. I thought someone had said
that.
I
thought I heard it, too. But, yeah, it doesn't make sense for someone to be wearing a ring if they are, well, maybe they're just separated.
Yeah.
But if he's trying to pick up a woman, you're not going to wear your wedding ring.
There was a guy who, this is a few years back, when I lived on the East Coast, my best friend and I would go out to, it was called Center City Sips, and we would go out, it was every Wednesday night from, I think, 5 to 7, almost every single bar and hotel bar in the whole city and restaurant bar would participate in this happy hour. So every young professional in the city would flood out of their office buildings and go happy hours all over the city. And we a couple times ran into this man who was a bit older. I think he was probably 10 years older than us, if I had to guess, just based on appearances. And he was always hitting on my friend. And he actually gave her his business card instead of his cell phone number. And I think it was maybe the second time we ran into him. And I said, he never took his left hand out of his pocket. And his buddy, who stuck around after he left, after he gave his business card to my friend, said, guys, I don't want to, like, burst your bubble or, like, break bro code, but yeah, he is married. He's like, you're right, like, you picked up on it. Like, he just, like, puts his hand in his pocket. He doesn't even bother to take his ring off. He just, like, sticks his hand in his pocket to hide it and hits on chicks and hands out his office number. So it happens. I mean, people are that...
Oh, it totally happens.
People are that silly to not even take the ring off if they're going to go out and do things that are not okay in a marriage.
And like I said, I fully believe he was probably telling Luann anything she wanted to hear. Yes, I'm going through a divorce. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. My wife is so, you know, she doesn't pay attention. Like, everything that you do to make someone think, oh, well, this relationship is so horrible, because mm-hmm. they're lying about it all. That woman, she deserves so much better than this man that was mm-hmm. taking the walk with Luann on the beach. But I still don't believe she's 100% at fault. Because the man's telling her all this stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
If she did something physically with him and knew he mm-hmm. was married, then yes. Then I think that you know this person's still married, whether they're going through a divorce or not. Mm-hmm. This person's still married. That's bad. That's breaking girl code. Mm-hmm. But I think talking to him and taking a walk on the beach isn't breaking it. It's him breaking a bond of trust.
I don't know
trust.
If I buy it that she... that he was telling her he was getting divorced and that she... I don't know. I don't know if she knew anything about his personal life or cared or didn't care. I do say props to you, girl code, Luann, because you took your guy out to the beach, not in the house, as Sonia prefers, and she made him go home. There was no sleeping over. So she did that right, at least, according to everybody else.
But what was her beef with Heather from the previous season, where she said, oh, I'll tell you about you?
That got weird.
And it was shut down right away, so we never got any sort
of... Heather wasn't afraid. Heather said, I'll go there with you. Go ahead. Go there. And then Luann pointed to Sonia and said, she's the one that slept with the pirate, and yet I take the heat for it. So I'm very confused as to what Heather's role was in all of that, that she wanted to drag out and get... There was something about getting in the mud or something, and Heather was like, go ahead, bring it.
Oh, yeah, because Sonia said, let's just move the stuff aside, put the mud in so that they could wrestle.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
But something, obviously, there's something about the story we don't know about the pirate guy that Heather knows, or that Heather was involved in, and that may not make her look very good or in the best light. That's what I think it is.
Okay.
And she's just like, fine, then just say it. Say whatever it is. Let's mm-hmm. just do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't air or it didn't come out of anyone's mouth
it
tonight.
Didn't.
So I wonder.
It's maybe, a secret.
Maybe in the future it shall be revealed.
Well, and we see Hugfest 2015.
That was so weird.
Luann goes to hug Heather, then Bethany hugs Carol, and then Ramona. Then Dorinda comes over and hugs Kristen, who hugs Bethany, and we have just an outpouring of love.
It was really sweet.
It was really sweet, and it felt genuine. I think everyone was just kind of, like, taken aback by it. I'm like, okay, I'm all right, let's do this. But no one was like, no.
Right. Mm. And you know what I thought was sweet? I heard Bethany out of nowhere be like, well, everyone's hugging, and you can hear everyone's little side conversations, and I hear Bethany shout out, I need to hug Kristen. So it's like, it wasn't like people were just walking around hugging each person. You know how in church they'll tell you to like, turn around and hug your neighbor. It was like they legitimately were going to each person they had beef with and hugging it out. And it was as simple as Heather apologized to Luann about the storming into the room with the camera, and the hug fest started, and everyone got over whatever beef they had. It was crazy.
At least let it go for now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Also, this wasn't like a I hate you, I want to scratch your eyes out, pull your weave, knock you down type of reunion.
No.
They got loud talking about their beef with each other, but I never got a sense of anyone really disliking and having a major bone to pick. I thought Luann seemed the most to have the most problems with everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. But she was over it by the end, apparently.
It was a very tame reunion.
It was.
In a good way. Mm-hmm. That we still got the little pieces of drama, and we still got to figure out the situations and see their perspectives on it now after looking at the show throughout the season and finding out how they felt about everything. But it was a pretty good reunion.
It was.
And then we get Andy making the final toast, saying, you know, there it's resolution throughout the season. Girl power. And Carol admitting she wished she would have talked to Luann sooner about everything that was going on, but she's really happy with where she is in life, with having Adam and being able to go and get, you know, Anthony's ashes. Is it Anthony? Anthony's ashes and Dorinda and Bethany being happy that they've got a whole new group of friends and they are young. They're not old. They're still young and in their prime. And the fact that it wasn't a trashy season. They were all really proud of that. Everyone fought, for the most part, fought fair. We can't really say that. But it was a really, really well communicated season.
I thought it was an amazing season for the fact that I haven't been this excited watching a Housewives show in years. Like, I cannot remember the last time I enjoyed a Housewives season of any franchise. I mean, it may have been back to the beginning years of the OC or New York that I really enjoyed a season this much. So I'm so happy Bethany is back. Hashtag the Bee is back. Was a great season. Thank you, Andy, for dragging her kicking and screaming back into this mess. It was just, it was really well done. I think all the ladies have a certain level of class they want to keep about themselves. And I think that's also a very New York-y type thing. I just loved everything about it.
All right, so if you had to pick a housewife that you wanted to make sure was going to stay and one that you wanted to get rid of.
Oh, gosh.
Who would you pick?
I have to say Bethany because she's my favorite reality show person ever. I don't want to say star. I guess she's a star, reality show star ever. I loved her on her previous seasons. I loved her solo show she had, and I love her now. So I would have to say Bethany because I think with her fame, she could come and go as she pleases. So I'd love to have her stay. Gosh, to go? This is so hard. I want to say Luann.
Really?
I feel like I just don't care anymore. I thought she was unlikable this season, maybe, which is why I'm, like, ready to, like, let her go. I thought she was very unlikable and didn't really carry any major storylines that made me interested in her.
I felt that way a little bit with Kristen. Kristen didn't have any really big arcs this season. She remained really, really neutral, which I like her as a person, but then is she bringing drama to the show? Not necessarily. But I like her, so I hate to say get rid of her.
Right.
Where Luann was really unlikable this season, and I'd be like, well, okay. If I had to get rid of one person, though, and choose one, I probably would get rid of Dorinda.
Dorinda, too.
I felt like the arguments she had got so blown out of proportion and the drinking was such an issue with elevating the arguments that, like, that was just awkward and uncomfortable in Turks and Caicos with her and John. It was just a lot to handle at times and made me really uncomfortable. She was the only person at times that really just made me feel uncomfortable.
Yes, I agree.
And I didn't think that I would want Bethany to stick around because sometimes I don't like how mean she is. Mm-hmm. So if I had to pick someone to stick around, it would either be Bethany or Carol. Because I think Carol just adds that fun
yes.
to it and a snark. But Bethany takes it all the way. Where mm-hmm. Carol, she doesn't want to take it too far. Bethany will take it all the way and go with it.
Yes.
So I think I agree. Keep around.
Who are the one-liners?
Let us know who you guys would like to keep. And who you'd like to get rid of. Tweet us at our Twitter handles, which I'm Lindsay Wagner, Megan's Megan Stecker. Do we have anything else we want to talk about the show before we finish up our final Housewives of the season?
I have nothing left to give, but it was a pleasure.
It was so fun.
This has been going on for
months. Toast to friendship.
Toast.
Like Andy said. All right. Well, then, Megan, where can the good people find you?
Yes. Everybody can talk to me. Keep it going on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Those all are at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER. Hashtag Roni.
Yay. And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Talk to me. Until we get back to Real Housewives next season at Lindsay Wegner, LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We'll miss you guys and see you next season. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.